Okay, welcome back to the second round of the Lightning Talks. We will start with Jan-Philipp Kolb about the possibilities for the use of OSM in social sciences.
Yes, hello, my name is Jan-Philipp Kolb, and I'm quite new to mapping with OpenStreetMap, but that's the reason why I'm very much enjoying this conference. So, short outline, I will talk how to use OpenStreetMap data in my surrounding. Then I want to give some geo use cases, and at the end there will be a short outlook. And I'm using R in my work, and 2 years ago I was on the UseR conference in Nashville, and there was a talk about ggmap, interfacing ggplot and R Google Maps, and that was the first time I was seeing such things with mapping, like these maps have been presented on the Houston crime map, and that was the reason for me to start thinking about how to implement mapping in my work. And 1 year later, there was a package by Eugen Stein-Schlesinger about OpenStreetMap and R, which is called OSMAR. And I tried to use also this package. So I also use OpenStreetMap data. But how? And this is my workplace. Maybe if you're from this region, you will see that this is Mannheim here at the is the Schloss, and the red point is my workplace. And I thought about maybe where's fast food around my workplace. So that was the first idea, how to use it. But to get a little bit more serious, this is my my institute. It's the GESIS. We are Leibniz Institute, and we are doing consultants on survey design, survey planning, and survey planning and design, that is the part of the company where I am in. So we do consulting on survey sampling. That's an example for the from the German census from the year 2011. And we did some consulting on this census, and already there was some geographic information in, because we built different sampling points, so green points are more small cities, and then the yellow points are the biggest cities, over 300,000 people in Germany. And also the address size played a role in this making the sampling points clear. So that's the geographic information we used so far. Often we can also only use information of the whole Germany, so we have very small sample size, and that's always a problem. Sometimes we can go deeper, but it's seldom possible to go so deep to the zip code, for example. So that was my idea, how to implement the information from OpenStreetMap to draw samples, so to use informations about how the zip code area or the community is structured, for example. And it was in the census, it was important how big addresses. We measured the size of an address with the people who lived in this address, and maybe it's in future also possible to explore the area which is covered by this building. This is another example where we had some kindergartens in the region of Mannheim and Ludwigshafen, and these children are geocoded, and then we have also the kindergarten geocoded, and the the difference between the kindergartens and the children, and we did analysis on this distance. So short outlook, there are fascinating possibilities by using OSM data and R, and we want to use that for non-response bias analysis or for the visualization of our analysis. And but there's still much work to do, and so we will do this. Thank you for your attention.
We agreed on permitting one or two really quick questions. Remember, these are lightning talks, and you should be very short with it. Any question? Okay, thank you. Alex?
Yes. Willst du mit Computer?
Ja.
Bist du auf dem Computer da?
Achso, okay.
Nee, ist gar nicht.
Achso, ja, das ist aus. Ja. Ich halte das hoch, wenn du noch eine Minute hast. Mhm. Und das, wenn es aus ist.
Sorry, guys, I need to like get my computer hooked up here. Hello.
Ich glaube nicht, dass das funktioniert.
Oh, this one doesn't work.
Yeah. Geht's mit dem?
Ich glaube nicht.
No, I can use this. Just let me.
Yeah. Fantastic. Cool. Very good. That works, right? Can I connect this guy? I can't connect this guy?
You can't.
Not
me.
Yeah. Yes, I'm saying something. Hello, hello. Can you hear me? I'm alive. The microphone, like, higher? Oh, okay. Like this, huh? Very good. Yes, please. How can I switch my screen over here? Yeah, I can't plug this one in.
VGA geht nicht.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see this. Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
This is gonna be fine. Yeah. No. Like, leave it. Yeah, don't air it. It's gonna be a little bit easier for me if we don't air it. All right. Sorry for the little wait here. I'm gonna talk to you about open addresses. I'm gonna talk to you about what open addresses is and why it matters and why it could be interesting for you. Open addresses is a website and a service that we launched a couple of weeks and months ago, and it's really more like a weekend thing and not so much of a Mapbox thing. The reason why it says Mapbox up there is because I work with Mapbox. What is Open Addresses about? It's about aggregating all the open data address sources, like for instance this one here. More and more cities put their data out there in the open with open licenses, like the San Francisco here. And this is a beautiful address data file. You'll find in their latitude longitudes, and attached to those latitude longitudes, the addresses that you'll find at these locations. So END's, one of our great guys here in the OpenStreetMap community, recognized this very early and started a spreadsheet and started to track those. And I've always loved END's spreadsheet. And I thought it was a great idea. We should be tracking the sources and see what we can do with them, right? Either to use them directly in OpenStreetMap or just use them for whatever you'd like to use them for instance, for geocoding. So I got on a Google Hangout with Ian. Oh my God, you can't quite see this. We tried all the fancy features in Google Hangouts, and we chatted about, hey, what should we be doing with this amazing address file that he had, and how do we make it a little bit easier to contribute, right? And what should we do here to make it much more compelling to grow this address set as a community? We were let's put an API around it. Can you guys read this? Yeah. Let's put an API around it. We were let's just munch all these files together and create a download. So we sat down over a couple of weekends and created what you can find now in openaddresses/openaddresses on github.com, which is essentially a source collection in a whole slew of JSON files where we track every single open address file that we know about in a single JSON manifest in one directory. We've created an API wrapper around it so that you can write very light JavaScript node scripts that then do stuff with these manifests. In this case, this would be a very quick example, a little bit condensed example on how you would use these small JSON manifests to actually download the data that is on the other side. We've also done stuff that is usually hard to do, and we've solved it for you, scraping an entire Esri map server endpoint or feature server endpoint. And on top of it, what we've also done in the context of open addresses, we've created one huge download for you to just download all the addresses and start working with it. In this case, is right now just a CSV file download, right? So you have essentially a really easy place now to go and contribute to open addresses, add a JSON file of something that you know about, of an open address source that you know about, but you also have some tools to work with those addresses to do some applications, build some applications against it. But if you're not a programmer and you just want to use the app, the addresses as they are, you can download a CSV file instead. It's a big download, but it is obvious that the world is even bigger. We're pretty strong in the US right now, where there's a pretty strong trend towards opening address data. This is you can recognize the US a little bit on here. This is about where we are right now. What's missing still on this particular render is, for instance, New York City. I have never done the math. I think we have about 80% of the US population. While the map looks spotty, it's actually already a pretty interesting data set. This would be an extract here of LA, this would be Miami, this would be San Francisco, this would be a zoom into San Francisco. All these little address dots are actually data records in our file. It's right now about 555 megabyte zipped CSV file that you can download from openaddresses.io. And it's about, this is a wrong number, 2 million. I forget what the actual number is. It's a couple of dozen million addresses right now. It's all open source. The code is BSD. The database itself is public domain. Obviously, the data sources that we track are licensed under their own regimes. This depends on where the data sets are actually from. And it's, as I said before, as I alluded before, right now it's really sort of a starting sort of weekend project that a couple of people are working on. Here's the contributor graphs from github.com. You can check it out yourself, and you can see who is involved in this project right now. Ian Dees has done a lot of work. Nick Ingalls has done a lot of work on it, and a couple of other people right now. More than anything, this is a call to action to get involved here. If you know about open addresses that you'd like to track, add them to open addresses. If you're looking for a good open address data source, global data source, check it out. It might be what you're looking for. But we're also interested in thinking this a little bit further. Obviously, the connection to OpenStreetMap is very interesting. How could OpenStreetMap directly tap into this information? How could this information find its place, its way into OpenStreetMap? And but then also beyond, what would, for instance, address editing on open addresses at some point look like? That's it. That's my talk. Thank you so much for paying attention. I encourage you to check it out, openaddresses.io, or just grab me in one of the breaks here and we can have a chat about it.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, if there are quick questions, I can like take one or two questions. One up here, Simon.
Alex, thank you for your talk. One short question. Have you actually considered replacing or at least complementing the Tiger address data that we currently use in the Nominatim instance of openstreetmap.org with the open addresses data?
Haven't really considered it, but why not, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are some problems with that, even with the Tiger data, because you don't actually see the source of the data when you do a Nominatim query. So if you get an address back, you don't know whether it's Tiger data or original OSM data. But aside, forgetting about that, I think it would be a nice step forward.
Could be interesting. One thing, for instance, that we also didn't do is we didn't use any Tiger data in there because we're like, hey, there's so many good county and state level and city level data in the U.S. that we want to focus on collecting that first. Because everybody knows about Tiger anyway, and everybody can tell the Tiger where it's from, right? This is like a very common thing. But yeah, so absolutely, I would love to consider that, yeah. Another question?
I think time is up.
Okay, cool.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Next speaker is Frederic Rodrigo.
Sorry, again me. I'm from France and particularly from Aquitaine. Aquitaine is a region of France. Last year, this region made a call for a project about innovation and open data. There is a lot of open data in this region. So with a local non-profit, we answered to this call of project. This non-profit is a scientific and technical culture called Les Petits Débrouillards d'Aquitaine. So it's a cultural, scientific cultural. And we answer to the call of project with OpenStreetMap, with goal to making mapping party, to animate mapping party with other non-profit, with local government, with people who want, with school. We also plan to make training particularly to local government, to natural park, and so on, for the first part. And second part, to try to lower contribution threshold by the training, but also to try to find a way by your tools. And finally, to spray quality. What we do? We do to try to spread OSM. For now, the big success is introduction to OSM with children. How to work with small children. In fact, it's been done with not not in OSM, just not editing, just show children to show a map of their neighborhood to locate themselves and show what there are differences between the map and the real world and point the difference as not on OSM. And the next session with the children was planned originally to try some editing about this feature directly in OSM. And in the next session, a contributor of OSM take the note and already make the change on OSM. So children ask why people even don't know do this for us. And so work with people about sharing things, about what is open, what is free, like software, like data. And it's really an interesting thing. And last week, as the end of the year or the school year, children saw OpenStreetMap as a project they do during the year, to show it at the other pupils on the other schools. A really interesting thing. There is also in the project Mapping Party Planet. So there is first time only one do, but there is other planet over the 2 years of the project. And then mainly with local government and non-profit. And the last part is the training. So we plan many training with local government mainly before doing mapping party, but only with few people from GIS principally. And we plan a 3-day training, so a big training about OpenStreetMap in detail. This big training is not yet planned. The other part is about lower contribution. For this, we try to improve tools. A tool called Amnity Editor already exists. It's about editing a point of interest in OpenStreetMap, just editing, just point of interest. So we try to add improvement for edit polygon, just edit tag on polygon, and we add a GeoSM precept for a form to help contribution on Amnity Editor. The feedback is not really good because it's complicated to do an editor, to improve an editor. The goal to try to do things simple, just edit POE, just add POE, and show as POE to the contributor, even if not POE in OSM, it's good, I think. But work on a OSM editor on short time for a project, I think it's not really a bad idea. That's really a good idea. We also work on Osmos tool for show error on OpenStreetMap on the Aquitaine region and add all data we can add on Aquitaine region to OpenStreetMap to add integrating and show what are missing. Thank you.
Same thing, questions, please keep them short.
Do you publish your one-day training programs?
It's training program in French, for sure. It's already on Wiki for the program is on the Wiki already. We are basis in this. And there is also a feedback from pupils in the Wiki too.
Hi. So maybe you answered, but I did not catch this part. Where did you got the funds from?
Sorry?
The funds to sponsor all this kind of...
It's funded by the region. It's a part of France. It's the local government of France that funds the project. Call for project and funds the project because he select us.
Okay, thank you. Next speaker is going to be Kaido Irval.
Could you just... Kaido? Could you just use the time and...
let me dress you up first. And then I also need a signature that you are willing, or that you are agreeing that we publish your good talk.
You will publish my talk and yes. Take all the money. Okay,
no,
I.
It's not really licensed. Creative Commons. And
okay, where the signature goes. Okay. Thank you. Estonia.
Estonia.
Yes. You are very welcome to visit Estonia. Okay, it's the voice test. Is it okay?
Let's talk about that later.
A little bit up. Okay. Okay, voice test number two. Is it okay?
You will have 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
4 minutes, 1 minute left.
Okay. 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 Yes, it is here, but first the web. Newdetect.com. I will put. Okay, hello. First, I will come here in front of you. So, my name is Kaido Irvola, and I come from beautiful country Estonia, and I'm from this kind of company like Newdetect, it's new technology. And you probably know this man there in the right side. His name is Jaak Lainest, and he has our founder of our company, and he has been 10 years in this OpenStreetMaps events. So he can't be here at the moment, so I am here. I'm responsible for sales and marketing, and he sends the greetings to all of you. So probably you know him, but you don't know me. What we do, Newdetect, our company, we are good in mobile map SDK creation. We are map experts and good in application development also. Today, these 5 minutes, what do I have? I would like to spend it to show you our latest developments. So the first thing will be vector map tiles. For Android, it's the Java-based demo at the moment, and it is using OpenStreetMap map data. And one very interesting thing is that here is Google Glass. It is the Google product, but here is the first map SDK inside it. It is done by Newdetect, our company, and it is using OpenStreetMap map data. So, big hooray. Woo! And we have a very special hack, so it's I will show you how it works. First thing, back to the first one, is that this green shirt means that it's a Newdetect. It's not map with me, so please, it's not different. It's different company. I have this video clip for you to show about this vector map tiles. So I like, here is Ubuntu, I like in my laptop, and I saw that many of you use also this Canonical Ubuntu. So this is without the voice, I will be your voice here, and it is specially made by our development team, and what makes this vector map tiles thing interesting is that when you change the map here, everything like the city name, and when you tilt it, it stays like balanced. So it's like always the Tartu is where our head office is. It's the university city in Estonia, second biggest one. And what you can do here is that at the moment it's taking this map tiles. So when you change the map, different scales, so it's like it is balanced, so it zooms out all the Europe, so different styles. Google Glass view, it's especially dark, because in Google Glass if you have this very light, bright light here in your right eye, so it's like, ooh, what is happening? So, but when it's in the night vision view, so it's more like human friendly. So where we have tested it, and it's the more better solution this way. So it zooms into Tallinn, our capital in Estonia. So different options. And the same demo is available in my Android Sony Xperia Z also. So it's here with me and you can friendly ask for the demo. I'm here on tomorrow also. Yeah, yeah. But I will come up, okay? And I will take the class also. And I will go now to the cameraman's place. And I will put this Google Glass on. So next one is the Google Glass one. So it's a special creation for this kind of like events like we have here. So it's like shows very interesting things. Is it okay balanced at the moment? Okay. And in the big screen you will see it from the live stream. So it's so it's class vector, yes. So, I'm here in front of you, and you will see what I see here in my right eye. I'm here in Karlsruhe, and I can look around, turn my head, and it shows in that direction what is here in front of me in the big picture. This is nice. Hello. So I can swipe, zoom in. Ah, it's very fast. So that's the second option. Really? Okay. So the second one is, the option is that it shows the nearest pubs. It is very good in tonight event and tomorrow also. And I can, it's the point of interest and it everything comes from OpenStreetMap. So I can switch different things. So you can come and ask for a demo. Many of you have already done this. Akku batteries are charged. I'm here. So it was very nice to be here with you. Greetings from Jaak Laineste and all the NewDetect team. Welcome to Estonia and I'm glad to be here. So thank you. I will fall down. Take it off.
Next speaker is going to be Fredjof Trautwein.
Thanks.
Kannst du hier unterschreiben, dass du, dass wir das veröffentlichen?
Okay. Nee, so ist noch. Ja. Hallo, Test. Passt das? Test. Ja. Test.
Yeah, hello, my name is Fredjof Trautwein, I work for Geops, and I want to give a short introduction to Kataro, a geospatial CMS that's built on open source software. So what is a CMS? I think most people probably know.
but just to make sure we're on the same pitch. Okay, can everybody hear me? Okay, so what is a CMS? Well, basically it's there to manage content, but also to manage user and permissions, to help with internationalization and localization, versioning content, help with building layouts and templates, but also have a basic rules and workflows, and some extensibility through modules and plugins. And what's special about a geospatial CMS? It's basically to manage also geospatial data that includes collecting, storing, and outputting the data. So about collecting, we can import data, like large amounts of data from, for example, from OSM, geocoding addresses, and also digitizing directly in the browser. We want to store the data in a consistent way, also with spatial indexes to make fast queries, and also have a flexible way to make the data available. And finally, we want to output the data, make spatial queries, maybe use OGC services to query the data, and create map visualizations. So where can we position Kataro? On the right-hand side, we have like a basic map with, for example, with Google Maps. On the other hand, we have complex web app applications with GIS functions, and Kataro is right in between. So if you have a website with a little bit advanced functionalities, Kataro might be interesting. This is the architecture. So we store the data in PostGIS. We use GeoServer to make the data available. Drupal is the CMS we use, and OpenLayers is in the browser to visualize the data and also to collect the data. Drupal, it's an open source CMS, runs on PHP, and you can build distributions using modules, themes, and libraries. So we can put together a custom custom package of Drupal, and that's basically Kataro. It includes OpenLayers for maps, layers, and styles, and GeoServer to make OGC services available, to make some caching for the data, to have fast maps, and also make the data available in different formats like KML, shapefiles, and all the other formats that GeoServer supports. And finally PostGIS to store all the data. We support all the geometry types from PostGIS. You can build custom spatial queries right in the interface, and use the spatial indices from PostGIS. You can have a look on kataro.org. There's also a link to a demo where you can try it out. If you want to play with Kataro in more different ways, you can use the OSGeo Live DVD. There are all kinds of different software on it, and also Kataro. And you find some more documentation and download links on kataro.org. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions? We have 2 minutes. Okay, if not, we continue with the next speaker, which is Ed Frey Fogel about splash maps.
Hallo, erst Unterschrift, Signature.
Okay, I have no slides. So, my name's Ed, great to see so many of you here. And we all, it's great to see the progress of OpenStreetMap over the last couple of years. There's only one problem with OpenStreetMap, and that we're all out there putting this data in a database and all these amazing technical innovations and Google Glass and all of this. The problem is it's very soulless to just fill in a database. So I'm here today to show you a product that reverses that trend, a product that brings back the passion for mapping. This is a splash map. It's an actual physical map that you can touch, you can share, you can look at it with someone, you can point your finger at it. It's an amazing souvenir of a journey that you go on. It's designed for mountain bikers, kayakers, sailors, anyone who's out in conditions where you're going to get wet, muddy, rugged, where your battery might die on your device. As I said, it's a phenomenal souvenir. It has all the benefits of digital in that you can personalize it. So you go onto the website, you can move the map to wherever you want, and you can then customize it. I'll pass them around. You don't need to worry about ripping it. It's completely waterproof. Completely. That's all right. You can spill it. Here. Pass them around. You can white label it. Have a play with it. Circulate them around. Currently, I'm not the inventor of this product. It's I'm just an investor in the company. But they, this was started by a guy in the UK. And basically, he used to work at the Ordnance Survey, and he proposed this idea internally at the Ordnance Survey. And they rejected the idea. And so he said, this is such a good idea, and I want it as a mountain biker, that he quit the Ordnance Survey. He started a Kickstarter project. The Kickstarter project raised £10,000, and from that, the company has started. So currently, it's only in Great Britain. It's a very, very tough fabric. It's a very, you can pour water on it. You can draw on it with the marker. All right, if you break it, you bought it. It's currently they're only in the UK, and they use Ordnance Survey data mashed up with OpenStreetMap. But very shortly, we're going to be launching worldwide using OpenStreetMap data, using rendering from Andy Allen of Thunder Forest. But the model for the future is that we'll be able to use many different sets of cartography. So if you go, maybe I can show you a bit on the website. Obviously, you can. So let me see. Can I get to how do I get to there? So if you go to check this out, for God's sake. So go check this out at splashmaps.com. Describes all the great benefits of this product. So they have standard ones of all the national parks in the UK, but then the real power is when you go to this create your own custom map. So come on. All right, so here you see, you can move it to wherever you want. You can center it on your house. You can get exactly the map you want. As you'll see in the ones that I'm passing around there, you can customize it with your own text at the top, so it's an amazing Christmas gift for a mapper, or birthday gift, or whatever, what have you. As you can see in the other one that's being passed around, it was designed as a gift for a bicycle race. So instead of just giving them a T-shirt, you give them this commemorative map that they can treasure and wear as a scarf or whatever. And you can check on the website. There are lots of great testimonials and people out. They get caught in a rain or downpour or whatever, the device runs out of batteries, and so people love it. You can draw on it with a marker, and for me, it's a great example of, because we have open data, so it's made with Ordnance Survey open data and OpenStreetMap, it's possible that entrepreneurs like David, the founder of the company, can come with these ideas and create something like this. So it's unfortunate that we're not yet ready to launch globally, but we will be soon, and when we do, obviously we want to work very closely with the OpenStreetMap community. I can think of all kinds of things that we could do. I mean, you know, outside on the posters, there's all kinds of great cartography. So, you know, we'd love to take that cartography and present it on a fabric map, be it for cyclists, hikers, what have you. You know, I could imagine even a scenario where kind of a no-names map or whatever that you go out and it shows you where to map and you can check it off for all kinds of things. Anyway, I wanted to make you aware of this great product, and if you see any opportunities for us to work together, please get in touch. Thanks.
So thank you, everybody. This was the last lightning talk for today, and see you at the social event at 7 o'clock outside.